Namaste and welcome back to another episode of The Sapient. Today, we have a fellow podcaster on the show. So, welcome, Nat.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I like that you start your pod by saying namaste, because that's like my nickname on my podcast is Namaste Nat. So, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And why? Why Namaste Nat?
Well, I realized that everything comes back to Namaste. It really does. It's important for me to see people for who they are and be seen for who I am and accept people for who they are. And so I like saying that. People always tell me when they meet me off the air, they're like, you're exactly like you are on the podcast. And I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's about authenticity.
Yeah, I always like pick this point with, you know, fellow podcasters. I say it's very hard to fake it in podcast industry.
Yes.
Because there is no visuals.
No.
Right?
Nope. You just gotta like what you're hearing.
Yeah, and if you fake it, like people can tell like within like 2 to 3 seconds of that particular sentence.
Yep. Yeah.
And they go, fuck you, like you are being fake.
They do. And I do that too. When I listen to some, I'll be like, oh, give me a break. And then I'll just stop listening to that podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens. And, you know, because I thought, you know, initially it was like, because I also talk on the record, I felt like, you know, like it's a God-given gift to me. And mm-hmm. The other day, my brother, you know, he's very young and he was like, you know, like this particular XYZ podcaster, he's just like shitting on air because, you know, he's not being authentic. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know? And he's like, yeah, I can just tell it's not a big deal. Yeah, you know, do you feel like, you know, in today's world, let's say, where everybody needs to know everybody inside out, you know, air quotes, OnlyFans, you know, do you think there is space still for acting in terms of regular life?
Oh, I think that people are, bless you all who are listening, I feel like a lot of people are deluded and they are acting because they see people on social media acting. I work heavily with social media for my day job, and it is the fakest industry I've ever been in, and I'm coming from the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And social media, there's a reason they offer you endless filters, because they know that you want to make your life look super fake for other people. And so I feel like a lot of people go through life acting, even if mm-hmm. they don't realize that they're acting, they're putting on some sort of mask or trying to fake it to be like other people. And that really gets under my skin so bad. It's why I moved out of LA. I was like, fuck LA, fakest mm-hmm. fucking city ever. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in DC, so a different kind of fake city, but they can make real changes. So it's scary when they're fake. But yeah, I feel like there's definitely a place for people to still be private and act in a way that they want, but we're all caught up in this game of being the coolest.
Mm-hmm. I think, Nat, you moved out of LA because of tax.
Fuck the taxes. Yeah, you know what?
And homeless people.
Whew. Yeah, it's LA, like, right? The first apartment I had in LA, I grew up in a very small East Coast town of less than 2,000 people. And mm-hmm. when I went to the other side of the country, all my family and friends kept being like, oh my gosh, it's so bad over there. Wait till you get there. It's going to change you. And it didn't really change me, but I was super psyched for my first closet, because that was mm-hmm. basically my apartment. I lived in someone's walk-in closet, and I paid $500 a month to sleep under someone's clothes because I wanted to be where the action was. I wanted to be in LA. And I mean, now they call that Airbnb, but I was doing it before it was cool. And every time I go back, I have to like take out a loan when I visit LA, because it's just ridiculous mm-hmm. in expenses. It's insane.
Yeah. I know I am not American. Like, I have never stepped foot on U.S. soil.
I can't blame you at this rate.
Yeah.
I can't blame
And but you know, I know more about, you know, America than a lot of people living in the United States.
you.
Because you know, it seems like, because you're talking about social media earlier, you know, just a spoiler warning that I am also into social media. I run my own agency called a Social Strat, where we are into social media strategy.
Okay.
So yeah, I understand when you say that social media is like the fakest fucking thing. And I was like, how dare you? I work in that
I do too, but like
But
I call
Matt,
it like I
there are
see it.
people who are very, very authentic, you know, who are doing their work and they're not recognized, let's say.
Because
And
the fake people, that's what I mean though.
no, it's because fake people have better marketing teams.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. They're overshadowed by the fake people. I love when I find a little niche social media where I'm like, this person gets it. And I like tune in and I love it. It's just them and a camera.
You know, and that kind of has caused people to like lead these freaking ridiculous lives, where they're just like, I don't even know what to call it at this point, because people themselves don't know what the fuck they're doing. You know, there was a study conducted recently which said that if you take away smartphone from anybody who is younger than 25 years right now, they lose up to 67% of their skills.
'Cause 67% of their life is texting and being online. Yeah, that makes sense.
No,
That makes
not
sense.
that. You know, like a study found that without phones, like people are failing to, like, let's say, find a way where a hospital is, you know, like they don't know where grocery shops are.
Oh yeah,
And
that GPS.
that motherfucker is just like riding on people right now.
We've crippled ourselves. I worry about that all the time. I told you, I grew up in a small town, and even though, it was small, my family had the internet. Not everyone's family had the internet. The closest McDonald's before it moved to my town when I was 16 was a half an hour away. And so I grew up in a really like not technologically advanced town, but I love tech, and that's part of why I love tech is I didn't have access to a lot of technology when I was a kid, but I definitely can see how reliant people are now. And if I tell someone, "Oh, go down here and make a right at the grocery store, and then you're going to turn left here," they're like, "Why are you telling me this? I'm just going to put it in the GPS." Do you know how many times my GPS has set me down just an alley and just been like, "You've arrived." And I'm like, no, I haven't. I haven't arrived.
Nat, have you seen Office, the series?
Office?
Yeah, The Office, the
Oh,
US
yes.
version.
I've seen some of the US. I've seen the UK version. I've seen some of the US.
So in the US version, it's very famous where Michael follows a GPS instruction and drives a freaking car into the lake.
That happens. That fucking happens. I had a knockoff GPS back in the day when they had a TomTom. I had a knockoff one and we called it Jack Jack. And that thing would totally just have you in the woods. It would just be like, "You've arrived," and you'd be like, "No, I'm at a trail leading into the woods. Like, this is not safe."
That's what we call it as deal with the technology.
Nailed
Yeah,
it.
because you know, like people, I think we are the last generation of the greatest like internet generation, because we grew without it and we adapted to it. And so we are like street smart, yet like freaking lazy assholes on internet.
Are
But
we talking, are we shitting on Gen Zers right now? Because I'm here for it. Is that what we're doing?
yeah, definitely. Now,
My elder millennial in me wants to do it.
so now whenever I see a Gen Z, I just say 67%.
They don't know cursive. That's what freaks me out, is I have nieces and nephews who were like 17, 18 years old, and they don't have a signature. And that's mind-blowing to me. I'm like, what do you mean? They just didn't learn cursive because I guess the school was like, when are you ever going to sign anything? We got fingerprints to sign into stuff now.
And we can track what you're eating, what you're shitting, and when your menstrual period is due. But you're safe. Like, don't worry.
Sure.
Yeah. Because today is the exact date when I don't know whether you remember this or not. Back in 2014, this was the day when Apple, with U2, the band, they pushed out the largest release of music album in the world. And you remember how it was a fiasco where they pushed the album to each and every iTunes?
Oh my God.
And
People were mad.
yeah, people are like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you talk about
We
privacy.
just had the phone alert here in America. Some
Yesterday,
people
right?
listening may know we had that alert that's a nationwide alert that goes off on everyone's phone. And
Why did it not work in Hawaii then?
We don't really count Hawaii. They're just like our resort state. But I love that
it's
there was a
it's
lot of.
only reserved for Oprah Winfrey, right?
Yeah, she probably stopped the signal, actually. She's like, I bought the airspace around Hawaii. The things that she's touched in Hawaii have been just insane. But I like that some Amish people got like outed for like having their secret phones go off. And so there's lots of just Amish people walking around with the like fucking minute cell phone being like, well, that's it. I'm out of the club now, I guess. Can't be here.
It's funny you bring up Amish people, because if there was ever a robot like take over, let's say AI take over, those are the motherfuckers who are walking out of it
Yeah.
with their horse
Yes.
carriages.
Yes. I don't live too far from Amish country, so sometimes if I'm like on the way to New York or I'm going to Philadelphia, I'll pass through, and it's nothing worse than being stuck behind a horse and a buggy of Amish people. But I admire what they're doing, but I also think it's funny to try and live in a technological world with no technology. Clearly, it's not working. That's why they had secret cell phones hidden.
Yeah, but you know, like, I feel like, you know, those secret telephones is so similar to kids hiding candies. It's just
Yeah.
fantasy rather than a
Yeah, they're not
requirement.
going anywhere.
Yeah. Because
No.
I heard that few Amish people don't even believe in flying.
No. Nope.
Yeah,
Nope.
they take, you know, the sea routes from Europe
Yep.
to United States are
Yeah,
like,
all the trains as well.
fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
Interesting.
like the next level fuck you to the capitalism society, like capitalist society.
Oh, it is. It is. I just bought tickets to London and New Orleans for this year. And yeah, I would love to take a boat instead if it's cheaper. It's wild. Again, I
Why you did not take
admire.
it?
No, I didn't. Greta's boat wasn't available, so I was like, I'll just go with Virgin, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the Western Messiah, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the female version of Jesus, I think.
Yes. We'll get
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like in the moment when it happened with Greta, like people are like, oh my God, look at this fucking Swedish kid, she's so smart. And when she was ousted, people were like, fuck, man, I am really dumb.
Yeah. I think that the current like iteration of our collectiveness is so should be, and a lot of it is just misplaced skepticism, right? Everything I see, I'm like, wait a minute, let me hear what really is transpiring. I don't believe things anymore. I don't want to even use the term like fake news, but it's just in general. I'm skeptical of everything. I live in DC. I have like I sleep with one eye open. I'm skeptical.
Have you thought of like moving to Middle America?
Oh, we've thought about it. We've thought
That
about it.
all you have to say is we fought really hard to get out of there.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm worried. Are we going to be allowed back in as a brown person? Like, how's that gonna? It really, honestly, the thing is, there's just fucking nothing to do in the Midwest. A lot of my best
But that's
friends.
the beauty of it, Nat. Come on.
I mean,
I mean,
I'm an
like, you
extroverted
know,
person.
that's okay. That's okay. You live with animals.
I grew up in a small town with farms and the beach, so mm-hmm. I've done my time without technology.
Yeah. And your people really fought really hard to get out of Middle America. So you're like, yeah, I don't want to be there once again, you know.
It's just it's scary. I always tell people there's certain states where I drive through. Like I'm like, eh, there's nothing in Alabama for me. Let me just keep going.
Yeah, sweet
Just
home
won't stop.
Alabama, right? Yeah.
For some people. Not for me. Florida's also on my ban list now.
Not imagine. I am like 22 hours away from you, even if I freaking fly right now. And I know about Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, it's again, it's far and wide its reach. It is not sweet, though, I will tell you that. It's Alabama.
Yeah. United States is indeed a weird country, but but your neighbors are smoking some shit that nobody knows what it is.
Which
I will
neighbors?
the one on top of you.
Okay, Canada, eh?
Yeah. Okay, I will just make your hair go crazy because it looks
You
beautiful, but I want to make it go crazy.
to make it stand out? Okay.
Yeah. No, not even stand up. You are gonna like start picking off them off your head in a minute. because you're a podcaster, right? Do you know that there is going to be a legislation in the Parliament of Canada? If it is passed, right, all the platforms which stream podcasts need to, submit and give all the privacy details of all the podcasts to the government. And if anything is un-Canadian, that person's podcast might be taken down. But the bigger thing is, let's say it's my podcast, right? And you are like a Patreon member to my community. Your bank account can be freaking blocked because you donated to me and I said something that was bullshit.
Wow. Yeah, Canada, sometimes I think Canada does an overcorrection because they get picked on so much for being pussies. They're
They
nice.
are.
Like they're sweet. They mean well, but then
Not.
they do things like this, and I'm like,
Yeah.
eh.
Like people have forgotten North Korea, I think. So Canada is like just like to remember, like, please remember there is North Korea.
Yeah, please don't forget. We can do bad things too. Yeah, I heard about this and I was just ho again, I was hoping that it was fake news. I was like, ah, Canada wouldn't do that. And so I didn't want to get clickbaited, so I didn't even read deeper into it.
I think it's going to pass on 10th of this month if
Oh
it
my
passes.
God, that's wild. I don't think it's gonna pass. Do you think it's gonna pass?
Yeah, because they have majority.
Like, to what end, though? That's my question. Whenever governments do things like this, I'm
So
like, to what end?
if you criticize maple syrup, they can fuck you
That's all they have going for
over.
them. That and hockey.
Yeah, hockey is like Indian national sport.
It?
Yeah, so those
Nice.
motherfuckers like took that also from here.
I thought it was cricket. I was like, I just
Cricket is
thought
like the
you.
religion.
Okay,
It's like football in South America.
yeah, again, like I
Yeah,
love
you
when
cannot talk
countries get
shit about cricket here.
no,
Like
I
you
would
will,
never.
yeah, people will get their asses beaten so quickly.
I have this argument with my husband who's British because he also loves football, loves cricket. And when we first met, I was like, so tell me about this cricket. And the more he explained, I kept being like, oh, so it's like baseball. It's like baseball. And he was like, it's
Oh
not baseball and all. And so when he watches it, I'll be like, hey, he's running around the bases. Hey, he got a strike. And he's like, that's not what it is. He's like, there's a wicket in the cricket. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. That's a home run.
I really laugh when NFL, like whenever Super Bowl happens and they call themselves world champions.
There's
I'm
no one
like,
else. It's just
yeah, I'm
us.
no, I'm like, what world champion of what? Like, first of all, you did not study geography, I think. Or
Oh
you
no, it's
were,
America. We didn't.
yeah. I don't know which comedian said it. He said that education was illegal in United States.
It feels like that. I am constantly on a soapbox here about the American education system. I left public school and went to private school, and when I got to private school, I was really smart in public school. I was like top of my class, but when I went to private school, they were like, "You're a moron. Why don't you know this stuff?" And I was like, "No, I know it. I just seeing if you know it." And I had to really study and bring myself back up to the top because, yeah, I didn't want to be an idiot. And geography is one of those things where I think the average, I read some statistic, and I don't know if this is still true, something about like only like 15% of America Americans have a passport. And so there's so many of us who've not gone to other countries. We don't give a shit about any other country. We don't care about other cultures. And so why are they going to waste their time teaching it to us in school?
Yeah, but even in India, I think it's the same thing, but we are very, well aware of other countries and international relations.
Yeah, not us.
America, because, one of my elder nieces, she was studying in India, right? And because my sister went to United States, so she dragged her with her. And she was like bitching for the first 2 days of the school. She was like, I freaking hate this, because she was transferred from third standard to third standard, not fourth. So she was like, fuck this, you're wasting 1 year of my life. And yeah, she bitched about it like for like 3 4 days. And all of a sudden she started to be like very happy and chirpy. And I still remember, like, on the video calls I could see, and I was like, why is that happening? And then they went, okay, you have not seen the syllabus. You have not seen the damn syllabus here. She studied subject in first standard in India. That was in the fourth or third standard United States. So, my sister was like, she is going to just slack off now. Like,
She's
she doesn't even have to
coasting.
study. Yeah. And and my sister was like, I cannot force her to study because there is nothing to study.
Yeah, she knows it. Like, I can't make her. Yeah, I there's, there's some good things about America, I promise. I'm sure we'll touch on them. But one of the things
Weapons.
yeah, we've got the biggest weapons. One of the things I worry about is the future of our country. I'm not having kids for this exact reason. I don't want them to come into this mess. Like, I don't want them to be part of the reuse, reduce, recycle thing that we're doing here with America, just recycling the same information and like themes over and over. So I'm not having kids for that reason. I don't want them to grow up stupid. So just
Yeah,
pass.
if you want brighter kids, just step out of United States.
Go to Canada. I got you.
Oh my God, don't do that. I don't care. You go to Chile. I don't care. You go to
Go
Argentina.
anywhere.
You
Don't
have
go
a
to
better future.
Canada.
Like, I'm going to say on this one record, even if the bill passes on 10th, you could go to China and live happily than in Canada.
Yeah. That's wild. I hope it doesn't pass. I'm gonna read into this now. You've given
Yeah,
me like
please.
fire
I
under my
fucking
butt to
hope
go
that it
look.
doesn't. I hope it doesn't. Like, there was an incident with against India too in the Canada.
Oh, I did see that. I did see
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. The Trudeau fucking guy, he tried to mess with Indians.
Yes.
And
Yes.
in 6 days, he went from fuck you India to India is a global power and we
Yeah,
need to
it's
find a way to
like
work it out.
we need to figure this shit out. It's like, yeah, you do. He gets a lot of passes because he's kind of handsome, but I do want to remind people that he's done blackface. He's not, he's an old white guy. I hate to say it, not to like shit on old white guys. There's lots of good old white guys, but a lot of them in power, I think, are again delusional. Like he did a 180 so quick on that. By the time I was like, let me check on him to see if he's still spouting the shit, he was like, oh no, we have to figure this out. And I was like, oh, what happened? What happened?
Yeah, what happened was India was like, fuck you. Like, no more new visas for you. We are not going to trade with you. And their panic was food shortage, actually. So they predicted
That
if
makes
this shit
sense.
is going to go on, I think they had like 63 days or something to figure out like a plan, because otherwise what happens is, in the next financial year, they are going to face food shortages. So they're not ready for that. So even World Bank, you know, and even World Bank said, you know, like, fuck you, you better take care of this shit. But you're just messing it up. So they were, yeah, that was a complete 180. But, you know, like still the relationship has not been like resolved.
No.
Yeah.
No, I still remember that's kind of what happens when happened. You say shit.
Yeah, the day it happened, my city has a Canadian immigrant, Canadian embassy.
Mm-hmm.
And, all the people in embassy were called to Prime Minister's office in New Delhi, which is another state and another city. And everybody went there and they were like, you know, like charged left and right. And they were given like 1 day notice to leave the country. And they're still not back here. That's the point. Like Canadian, immigration officers still not back here. You know, they have not come back because they do not have that. Yeah, they don't have that immunity and permission from government of India.
You guys need to teach us how to get things through all the red tape and checks and balances that quick. Because that's, I love that though. I think that nations are strongest when they really stick to their guns on whatever it is they're saying. And I love that India was like, nah, you guys want to play with us? We'll send you back home. Bye.
Yeah. Nat, you know, like you have to understand that even early days of Biden, he tried to challenge India. Like he was like, fuck you, India, you know, because apparently we were the only people buying oil from Russia, you know, when United States and Europe was actively buying. So India was like, yeah, fuck you. Like, you know, like, let's deal with
it. I don't blame Biden too much just because I don't think that he knows like he's president or what day of the week it is. So he's like that uncle who just wanders through the living room and like has like a fucking party hat on. You're like, what are you doing? This is the funeral, Uncle Joe. What are you doing? He's so confused.
Did you see the latest like card that he revealed where it was written step by step what he needs to do?
No. No. Oh my was it God. Today?
Man, are you living under a cave?
I feel like I should be. I am 6 miles from the White House. Like it takes me like 15 minutes to get there.
Imagine. Yeah. So, you know, like Biden walked into a room where it was supposed to be like a meeting, right? Filled with media, and he was handed a card, you know, which says, enter the room, go to left, take this particular chair, sit on this. Okay, on your right, this is the person. On your left, this is the person. You talk to them, this and this and this, and then you walk out of the room. That, you know, not that easy. You know, get up from the seat, walk to your left. Busy. It's like a fucking child could do better job.
Are you sure that he didn't steal this from Mitch McConnell? Was that Mitch McConnell's notes when he powered down a few times? Like I was never, so I'm in the conspiracy theorist subreddit because I love it. I love the skepticism. And they've been talking about people being replaced by clones and I'm like, whatever guys. But when I see Mitch McConnell like power down or get stuck on his blue screen, I'm like, okay, he's a robot. He's a robot. We need to decommission him.
It's just that United States doesn't have a maximum limit to serve.
We really should. You should
start considering about it.
Yeah. When these people get, I just, in my mind, like you can be as competent as you want. Most of them aren't, as we see. But to a certain degree, you don't understand what the average person wants when you're 80. You aren't thinking for the people. You're so far removed from the average person that I just don't AOC think you make good decisions. Yeah. AOC is young. It's not just about being young. It's one of those things where I think we need term limits. We need age limits. I'd love to see some competency test. I love it if they try to be like, hey, you should actually hold office at least once in some form before you go running for the highest office possible. Who knows? It's a game show here.
Yeah. And I hate this term called as career politician. I'm like, yeah, you are telling me that you did not do anything in your life.
Nope. One goal.
Yeah. You are worse than a junkie or a hippie. At least you had a purpose.
You're addicted. And when it becomes a career thing, it's basically an all or nothing, right? You start doing, if you've ever seen House of Cards, you start doing whatever you can to get to where you want, because that's the only interest you have. Like, I don't even want to vote in this next election. Like, I just want to leave the country for like voting week and be like, oh, I was out of the country, I couldn't vote.
As I said, I'm an Indian, like my opinion amount to absolutely nothing.
Clearly not.
But if I had to vote, I would vote Trump once again. Like, fuck that. He was like far fucking better than this robot or whatever people have over there.
Yeah, I don't know about Joe. That's my main thing, is they call him Sleepy Joe for a reason. I think he's probably going to be one of the most forgettable modern presidents, which is sad because we need a lot of action right now, and I'm not seeing it. I have no faith in this guy.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, people, it's like, you know, like this decline when Obama was there, people were like, we need change. And they bought freaking Trump. And when Trump was there, they were like, okay, this is fucking
too much change.
Yeah. And they were like, no. You know, we need better things. And they switched to Biden. And now they're like, holy shit.
We went too far. Did you know what his slogan was, is going to be for the next election? Did you hear what it is?
No.
It's so awful. Like, it makes me want to throw up in my mouth. The slogan is, let's finish the job. It's like, well, are you really fucking doing job? You know what job you're doing?
They're like, that's what she said in the bottom.
Yeah, it just really, I was like, who approved this? At least Trump built off of his. His is Make America Great and Glorious Again. So it's MAGA Gaga. And it's just fun to say. But like, this is what we're working with.
MAGA Gaga sounds like someone having a panic attack.
Yeah, people are like, is that a medicine? It's like baby speak. But he's got no shame about it. He's like, yeah, MAGA Gaga, what do you want? There's no job to finish, Joe. You haven't done the first part of it.
Yeah, Nat, if you really think about it, right? Like, when people criticize Trump, they were like, he's a pushy grabber, he's a feminist, he's a sexist, you know, he's a neo-Nazi, you know. Like, they came up with a lot of bullshit on
him. Oh, yes. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool to shit on Trump, and especially, you mentioned, people said like, he's a neo-Nazi, he's this. I hate how casually we throw around that term, and people comparing him to Hitler and things like that. He was bad in my opinion, but guys, like, come on, the hyperbole, let's draw it back some.
Yeah, that's exactly my point, is, you know, like, when you look at all the criticism of Donald Trump, right, no one ever challenged his mental capability.
No, he was saying
now look at Biden.
Yeah. He's walking around with fucking kindergarten cards. Like, if you see a stranger, like, he's just, I'd love to see the competency test. And when I hear Trump in some of his recent talks, like, talking bad about Biden and his age, I'm laughing because I'm like, you're like 2 or 3 years younger, but those 2 or 3 years clearly matter and are critical.
And it almost looks game. Like, you know, those 2-3 is like 20-30 year difference.
Yes.
In terms of abilities.
It does. Oh, and I wish they'd stop giving him the Botox. Whatever they're doing with his eyes and stuff, where he's looking like, you know, I think that's to make him look awake, because he was getting shit during the last election of looking like sleepy. And again, like, just fucking retire, dude. You've had it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, like, United States needs one more civil war. Or just shits and giggles right now. just to straighten a few things now, because it's been going on for too damn long for nothing, you know.
I feel like this is the version of the Kardashians in politics. It's been on for like 23 seasons. It's a hot mess, but people are still tuning into it. I don't think the ratings are supporting it, but we don't care anymore. We're just doing our own thing.
And also, the interesting part is, no matter which episode you start from, you understand the plot very quickly.
Immediately. You're like, oh, Oh, this old chestnut. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
You
hard to
know, Nat, like on like one of the recent talks, I was talking to someone who has worked in the service industry, as a server, right? As a
figure out.
barista. So they were saying, you know, like this tip culture in the United States and all these things. And, you know, I was very interested. And, you know, here in my city, you know, of course, we are not third world country guys. We are very developed. You know, there is a Starbucks, and you know, there is a server lady, and I was just talking to her just like and on random because I'm just creepy like that. You know, and I do I was like, you know, like you do understand that if you were in the United States, you'd not be making a respectable wage. You'd have to depend on tips. And she was like, how the fuck does that work? And I was like, company
It
does not
doesn't.
pay you, people pay you. And she was like, okay, but who pays for my insurance and, you know, like PF, that's Provident Fund, which is like 401k. Who pays for that? And I was like, the company pays for that in India, right? And she's like, yes, but in, and this was her question, but in United States, do people pay for that? And I was like, you know, it was like light bulb moment. I was like, oh shit, yeah, because you know, all these waiters are paying their insurance from their pockets. It's
But
almost
you
like
don't
people are
get.
paying.
Yeah. And you have to qualify. Like the 401k deal is pretty it's pretty sketch over here. When I was in my mid-20s, I did a lot of research. I took a lot of finance classes and I determined that 401ks were not for me. And so I emptied out my 401k and I'm not going to put back into it. I think it's funny because, like I said, my husband's very British. And one of the things he hates about here is tipping. He's been here for a few years now. He's immigrated here. And he hates it every time we get a bill. He's like, oh, why do I have to pay the worker? And I have to remind him because they're making like $2.30 an hour and praying that you tip them 25%. Because it's like now all the tip
Damn.
machines say 22%. It used to be 15 when I was a kid, like 10 or 15. Now it's 22 and New York is 30%. And even at the grocery store, when I get groceries at some places, it'll say, do you want to tip your cashier? And I'm at self-checout. I'm not going to tip. It's me. I'm not going. What the fuck are you doing, Bezos? You think I'm not going to notice in the
Matt.
Amazon Fresh store?
The robots are sentient now. They are going to come after your money. They're
Me.
like, please tip me. I'm a server.
Like I was like, oh my gosh, like I brought someone over. I was like, is this right? And he was like, oh yeah, it's for every register. And I was like, but there's no cashier here. It's self-serve. I'm the one that bagged it and rung it up. And he was like, yeah, you can just hit no. And I was like, but what if I hit yes? Where does that
Then
go?
you're
Is it
fucked.
to me? Do I get my own tip back? Like, what happens?
Yeah, it's one of those memes where, you know, like you know, a girl in a coffee shop, you know, like gives a co coffee and says, enjoy. And the guy says, you too. You know, it's like that. It's like the machine also says, you
Yeah.
too. And you get to be the checkout girl for a day.
I guess so. Moonlighting.
Yeah, we are living in a fucked up world, I think.
Yeah,
Because,
it's an
you
interesting
know,
time.
if you really look at it, you know, the guy who whom you complained it to, you know, in his mind, he was like, I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Nope. No, he was clear. He was like, just fucking ignore it. That's what I do. But I wanted to understand it. I was like, who do I talk to about this? This is a programming engineer problem. And he was just like, I like tip yourself.
Yeah,
I don't.
he was like, I have too many problems in my life, you know,
Yeah.
like this is not one of them.
He clearly had heard it before because he was like, ah, just ignore it. But yeah, that's where we're at now. We're tipping self-checkout machines in
Yeah,
America.
you know, in software we say that, you know, like ignore a problem, you know, ignore an issue, let's say, until the bug becomes a feature.
Yeah, it will. It will. This is how AI rises up. They're going to start taking all the tips, and they're going to band together, and they're going to use Bitcoin, and they're going to buy the White House.
Yeah, nah, don't worry. Like, but even then, people will be selling farts out of jars and making money.
Yes. You can
That is
sell
something AI can't
anything.
do.
You can sell anything. AI will figure it out. Do you see? Once they figure out thumbs, they're going to take over the world. It's the thumbs that I'm worried about. Lots of people are worried about other things with AI, but for me, I'm like, once AI figures out how to reliably provide thumbs in pictures and give everyone five fingers and five toes, we're screwed.
I think I'm afraid that if AI learns about nonsense, this world is over. Because, you know, like, people talk about deep states and freaking BlackRock CEOs and all these things. And I was like, dude, listen to me. If I had $100 million, I wouldn't give a shit someone eats a poison or food. I don't care about controlling people. I'm just like fucking off somewhere else, right? You know. And people give credit and people go on these conspiracy theories where they're like, BlackRock controls the world. I'm like, yeah, definitely. It might control your one market, that's United States. And that's not the only market in the world.
Yes.
You know, Singaporean investor. It's called as Singaporean Gold Bank or something. I don't remember the exact name. If you look at their investment, BlackRock like is nothing in front of them.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's like you know, like they're probably like three times more worth more than the BlackRock itself.
Yeah, again, the conspiracy theorists love this. Yeah. We get so embedded, again, and like, I'm always, again, skepticism at heart. I'm always like, what are they trying to distract us from? What's the distraction here? Like, so it's a distraction bad is from magic your trick. Freedom.
That's all it is. It's like, you know, like in today's world where women want to be men and men are just fucking confused. Like, that's what they want. That they want that kind of chaos, right? Because... You see, like in today's world, if you said I cook, I bet by tomorrow morning you'd have like 500 women in your DMs saying, "Go girl, that's against your freedom. You're not a feminist. Go fucking get a life. Go be a fucking corporate slave. Get fucked, but don't cook."
It's the divide here. It is. You mentioned chaos, and one of the things that I find interesting is that, you know, I work with people, and my side hustle is life coaching. And I love when I hear people talk about like all the things going on in their head. And I'm like, well, that's why you can't focus on what it is you want to do. You've got a lot of distractions. You got a lot of things going on in your mind. And I feel like here, that's kind of what it is. The more chaos that is present, then the less we can focus on the real things that are happening. And so all of the issues that are being touted on the news and things, this is the most racist I have felt the country has ever been, which is weird because I'm 40 years old, and in my 40 years the country feels more divided than it did when I was a kid. And so for me, I have to remind people, like, together we're stronger than these individual like corporations and industries, but we can't band together because we're all being distracted by stupid shit.
Yeah, I mean, your whole freaking civilization, which claims to be so good, hates their own, you know, like senior citizens.
Yep.
Because let me tell you one sad story, right? In India, if you abandon your parents, you know, our Supreme Court decided, like, if you abandon your parents, you won't get any of the inheritance.
Oh, wow.
They're like, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because that is, people will just be like, nah, bye.
Yeah, in India, it's not like, now this Western freaking parasite is making its way to India. And fortunately, like, you know, our government has taken steps where they're like, fuck you. Like, you know, like, your freedom doesn't really matter. Because if your freedom comes at a life's cost, then it's not really freedom. It's just oppression.
Yeah.
You know, you're just oppressing other people for your own freaking joy.
Do you guys have nursing homes like we do here?
Very rare. And it's mostly for mentally ill people.
But so we have nursing homes everywhere.
Yeah, it's not like we have retirement villages here.
And then we have Florida. We can also just send all the old people down there.
Florida is a happy state, but you know, like, retirement villages are not happy.
No.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I will tell you honestly, like, you know, I was I was talking to an older person, and I was explaining to them the concept of retirement village. Like, mm-hmm. once you are done being productive to the society, you go to this fucking village and you die.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, right? It's literal yeah. human garbage dump.
Yeah.
And she did not like grasp that. She was like, okay, how does that work? Like, does that mean my family gets to come, go with me? And I was like, no, you go.
You go. And my mom, she's lifelong nurse. She used to work in a facility just for older people, just for geriatrics. And I volunteered there with her. And the thing that just stood out to me so much is something that you're touching on. No one's fucking family would come to visit these people. Like, they couldn't tell you the last time they saw a family member. You can look through the logs and see, oh, someone visits every 4 months. And that's just to be like, hey, I came and I visited, and to get the inheritance and things like that. But they're often just put there and forgotten about.
Yeah, in India, you see that the culture is, let's say you married your husband, of course, right? Like, I'm being oxymoronic, but you married your husband. So your husband's parents would be in your house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So usually what happens is, because they're old people and your husband goes to work, and let's say you're in a, stay home mom. So you get frustrated by his parents. And if you influence your husband to take, put his parents in, care home. Or whatever, like mm-hmm, just mm-hmm. To a garbage dump, there can be criminal cases lodged against you.
Wow. Yeah, that's so different. That's so different than here, because that's not how our culture is. And there's other cultures who really do, it is. I have a lot of friends who live in Japan, and it's a whole different thing as well there to like take care of your elders, but not in America.
Yeah, I am like 26, 27, and I live with my mother. Like, that's regular, everybody lives mm-hmm. with their parents, and sometimes you can see 4 to 5 generations in just one home.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is freaking happy, and this concept of nuclear family really doesn't work unless you want to make a society completely capitalistic.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I turned 18, my parents were like, I moved out when I was 16 because I just couldn't stand living under their rules. And so I mm-hmm. left. But when I was 18, their favorite thing to say was, okay, and now that's it. Like, we've done our work. You're an adult mm-hmm. now. And that's a very American way of thinking, like, okay, you're 18, like, you're an adult, get out there into the world and like fend for yourself sort of thing.
Yeah, that's stupid, if you ask me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely stupid.
Because we are not like lonely animals. We are highly social animals. You know, because I have friends who say I'm extremely introvert. And I'm like, okay, do one thing. Cut off all the human like touch points you have. Right? In your house, someone might be there. Some animals will be there, right? Just like absolutely take everything out. Okay, just be alone, like literally alone for like, let's say, 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll absolutely freaking crave and do anything for human touch. Yeah. I'm just talking about touch point, just someone saying hi to you.
We're supposed to receive, for maintenance of like our socialization, we're supposed to receive 8 hugs a day, but we're really supposed to get 12 hugs a day for like good oxytocin feelings and stuff. And I just... Mm-hmm. I don't get 12 hugs a day. I don't get 8 mm-hmm. hugs a day. It's so weird mm-hmm. to think about when people want to sequester themselves and think that they don't need anyone else, when we truly do. Like, we really do.
Yeah, because what I feel like, when people say I don't want people, it's more like I don't want everybody. I want selective people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You do want people.
Like, yeah, but they feel like they're freaking Bruce Banners who can do whatever the fuck they want. It does not work in real life.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And that's why you see this increased case of stress, depression, and anxiety, and just lost in life, where they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I saw a chart that was it, this chart gets updated every few years, but I love to go back to it. It shows that basically the richer a country is, the more unhappy the citizens are. And that literally is tied to capitalism. The richer we are, the more inanimate, like even though they have a price on them, they're kind of worthless items that we're being taught to chase after and to go for. And when you get into that race, that rat race of like needing to keep up with the Joneses, or just even our cost of living increasing, makes it harder for you to lead a happy life. And so I always find it interesting that really rich countries report a lot of unhappiness and depression and anxiety.
Have you heard of a country called as Bhutan?
Bhutan, yeah.
Yeah, so Bhutan does not have GDP like how we have gross domestic product. They have something called as a happy pointer, like where they're looking at how happy is an average citizen,
Okay.
and
I
that's how
like that.
they measure their success of the country.
I think, like, I don't know if it's the Netherlands, but like Copenhagen and some places do things like that as well. I respect that because your country is inevitably going to fold in on itself, America. And if people are too unhappy and if people don't feel, you said people are lost. There are lots of people who don't know what their purpose is in life. They don't feel like they have a purpose. I have lots of friends who they might not want to admit it, but when I quit my six-figure corporate job, they were like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm a cog in a wheel. I'm tired. Like, I don't want to do this anymore." And they were just, they couldn't understand it. And now they're unhappy in what they're doing.
Yes, but I also feel like, like money is like an instrument
Oh, yeah.
and it is highly dependent on the user for its intended purpose.
And we've made it important. I always say money has the money's value is always based on who has it. Whoever has the money determines the value of it.
And like because I am a rather a simple person. Like I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't have any freaking bad habits. That's just something, that's with me. I'm very like freaking low maintenance. But if you gave me like $1 million, I would just buy a home and just freaking buy 10 sheeps and just live like a freaking, like Amish, would
Amish.
live.
It
Yeah,
all comes
because
back to the Amish.
it will always come back to Amish because they are like the most naturally connected people in the United States, I think.
And they're self-sufficient. Like, that's my biggest
Oh
thing
my God.
is they don't need
Matt, they're
us.
not self-sufficient. They are so freaking efficient in what they do. And
They
people
do
don't
work
understand
together.
this. They are so freaking efficient in building and harvesting that all of the freaking John Deere machines can't do that.
Oh yeah. When we go through Amish country and we see their stands, I'll be like, "Oh wait, let's stop and get something," because we know like the Amish made stuff. I have a leather Amish fly swatter that I bought like a decade ago, and this thing is never like, it still looks new. It's like the construction of Amish work cannot be beat. I will say that.
I think if Amish people took over Apple today, like phones would just stop breaking.
They'd figure it out.
Have you seen the recent issue of iPhone 15 getting very hot?
Hot, yeah.
And there is a channel called as Jerry Rigs Everything on YouTube, where he's a guy, he breaks into everything. And in his whole freaking life, he has broken thousands of phones, and iPhone 15 was the first phone he broke with his thumb. He just pushed it. That's it.
Yeah, they're so cheaply made. I'm not an Apple nerd at all. I know people who just are on Apple's teats, and that's not me. Because I don't I, the quality. Like, if everyone knows, oh, if you drop this phone without a case, it's gonna shatter. That's
No, no,
not
no. No,
it's not a phone I
you
want.
can even drop it with a freaking metal case, it will still break.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't want that. I don't want to pay $1,500 for that. But there are people who do. Like, my husband really wants the new iPhone, and I was like, "Can we wait until they're not like burning through people's pockets, and maybe maybe talk about it again?"
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like they claim that you could play like a lot of great games. And it turns out, surprise Pikachu face, you cannot even play the most average games on iPhone. Yeah.
Capitalism.
It's not even capitalism at this point, it's just cruel treatment. Because, you know, like people always, and this always gets to me, like, you know, because I'm an Indian, right? So I'm very close to China. wink wink enemies. You know, everybody talks about how Steve Jobs was the greatest fucking entrepreneur on the planet. And I'm like, yeah, but he was aware that his phones were manufactured by literal human slaves. You know, and we celebrate him. You know, like they're like, oh my God, he's the greatest fucking guy. You know, just like that, Winston Churchill, right? Because Nat, you are, you know, an American and your husband is British. You people must be praising Churchill for freaking winning the literally the World War Second, right? You know, he killed somewhere around 2.3 to 4 million Indians.
Oh,
You know, and it was not even like freaking gas chamber style that
No.
Hitler did, you know, because what people don't understand about gas chambers is it's instant. But what Churchill did is he took away food piles, you know, food stocks from houses, and he took it to Europe. And when conscience-stricken British officers asked what the fuck are you doing, you know, he said, you know, because officers in India, right, were, you know, empathetic to Indian, and they were like, you know, people are going to die. A whole region is going to die. And he, you know, he was like, I would rather have, you know, like, he used a bad word, let's say, Indians die, then, you know, my stockpiles get low. And that motherfucker did not even use those rations.
I
He
know.
was just stockpiling it. And people praise Winston Churchill. And I was like, okay, how much did, like, Hitler killed 14 million people? How much did Winston Churchill intentionally, as a policy maker, killed, right? And it just starts to add up, and that is how, you know, the capitalistic world is like just fucked up. You know, I don't remember this sorry, fashion brand who were evidently, you know, like was using child labor, right, to get their bags done. And nobody in the fashion industry spoke anything.
Oh no. Oh no. So it's funny you say that. I am super into, I came from the entertainment industry, and a lot of my wardrobes and things I did were high fashion. And I always loved being like, let's find out how ethical your brand is. And oh God, like none of them are ethical. And I think a lot of people like to forget that there are things that you have in your home that you wear on your back that are made by literal child laborers in another country. And it's not right. It's not right. The conditions, the pay, everything, it's not like it really bothers me a lot. That's one of the things that I have a hard time wrapping my head around, how we've gotten to this point where that kind of stuff gets swept under the designer rug.
And I also hate the fact whenever this topic comes up, people give this label of sweatshops. And I'm like, it's not a sweatshop, it's literal
No, that's
blood
not a
shop.
sweat. Yeah, it's like, trust me, there's more than sweat happening here. We did a piece when I worked in the entertainment industry where we went to a sweatshop, quote unquote, and it was awful. It was one of the worst things I've seen. And I also did a piece on like the cruelty of animals, for vegans and things like that. And I still to this day say like the sweatshop was more cruel than the slaughterhouse I went to.
Nat, I will give you one more like controversial point of view. I am a
Sure.
vegetarian by choice
Okay.
and by religion, but I think vegans are the worst fucking people on this fucking planet. I honestly believe that with all my heart. You know, people in West Germany were probably more innocent than fucking vegans.
I just wish vegans didn't have to tell everyone they were vegans. That's all. Just be a vegan. Just be a vegan.
Not, it's like LGBTQ. Like, why the fuck do I have to know you're gay? Like, I don't give a
Just
shit
tell.
who,
Just,
you know, who
yeah.
the fuck you're fucking. Like, keep in your bedroom. I don't want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
It is so similar, like vegan, and because people, like, you know, like I am very, let's say, linked and very close to agriculture. Mm-hmm. Like I understand agriculture, freaking seeds, the poisons that people are putting into food and everything. And vegan shit doesn't work.
No, no.
You know, I no. challenge, like, I see all the people who are like, I'm homesteading and a vegan. I'm like, no, motherfucker, you are living off a society.
You're starving.
That's working hard.
Yeah.
To make sure, you know, like, piece of shits like you stay alive. Because, you know, like, anyone who isn't homesteading, even, not even, like, large scale, just small scale homesteading, right? They realize that veganism doesn't work.
It's not sustainable. You know, part of the piece that I did is I converted to veganism for a month. And I think I made it 11 days because mm-hmm. so many people would see me and they're like, Nat, are you okay? Like, you don't look well. And I was like, I'm mm-hmm. fine. But I was tired. I was hungry. I had to, like, make eggs like a science experiment. And once I learned, they were showing us all this propaganda film while we mm-hmm. were in their conversion classes. I made my best friend come along, and they were saying something like, oh, when they go out to catch fish, they catch all kinds of fish, and it's not just the type of fish they're trying to, and it's an excess of fish. And they showed mm-hmm. a table of, like, just all this fish and mm-hmm. sushi, and mm-hmm. everyone else in the conversion class went, oh, and my friend and I went, and that's and everyone turned and looked at us, and we were like, I was like, this is not, we should not be here. We still like honey, so we can't be here.
Yeah.
Like, we were licking, like, honey spoons and stuff. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm a vegetarian, right? Like, you know, if you eat a lamb, I don't give a shit. Like, eat. Even if you eat a human, and hopefully you don't eat me, but I don't give a shit. You know, this point of view that you need to believe in what I believe is literal Nazism. Like, there is no other term for it, right? Like, you need to believe in what I believe. You know, it is so funny, like, you know, like, I'm a big Formula One fan, and this just top oil protesters tried to protest against Formula One.
I saw.
Yeah. Those motherfuckers don't understand that a vehicle at 300 plus kilometers per hour, you know, somewhere around 200 plus miles per hour, can freaking blow you like a candle.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even matter that much.
I saw. I was like, guys, just, this is not it. This is not the way. Like,
yeah. And, you know, the fun thing is they only pick Western circuits like Silverstone mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and Britain and Kota, that's in United States,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. freaking Italy. I'm like, okay, motherfuckers, try it in the Middle East. Try it in,
yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
In Eastern Europe. You'll get absolutely fucked.
That's why they won't. Like.
Yeah, because these, all of these people, right, they always criticize the United States. I see this like black and white. Like, they always say, United States is the biggest, oil consumption of oil. And I'm like, yeah, but they don't have the world's largest reserves.
No.
Like, oil comes from Middle East and Russia. Go talk to them. Say, stop, like, pulling out oil from the earth.
Yep.
Yeah. The next day, you'll be in a gulag. Like, no questions asked.
Oh, yeah. Like, what are you talking about? You were talking about oil? Like, not anymore.
Who are you?
Yeah. I was going to get an electric car, but I just don't like Elon Musk anymore.
Please don't
do
it.
Yeah. And also, they're not great either. I've been doing research.
Yeah. I did a piece on cobalt mines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I could not sleep for 2 days. I was like, fuck. This is fucking dark.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
And you know, like, I was not, like, surprised by brutality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will be honest. Like, I have seen far fucking more brutal things than cobalt mines. But what I was, like, disturbed was how, you know, these battery manufacturing companies were showing this, let's say, conflict materials as clean materials.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, so I saw that too. And I was like, oh, that's highly unethical. And I don't think people, you said you did a piece, you did your research. There's a lot of people who are too lazy to do research and they just trust whatever they see. And so they're like, oh, these cars are great. When I use the self-driving feature on the interstate, and many times it would just stop, it would just break in the middle. And I'm like, oh, this is a fucking hazard. Like, we can't use it. It's going to kill us.
You know, there was like this recent EV freaking conference in my city. And you know, I must admit, I'm like the joker of this freaking society. I think I just like to push buttons in people. You know what I did? I went to each and every stall. Okay, I would listen to their like presentation, right? You know, like, and in the end, I would just ask one question. I was like, okay, can you tell me where does your cobalt come from?
Oh, you're just dropping the bombs. You're like, by the way,
because what I observed is, most of these chicks who are presenting, they don't have even the clue, because they are given like 5 to 6 buzzwords, right? And if
they're
you play
given
with them,
Biden's script, they're given Biden's little card on what to say.
No, not even that. I will tell you, it was literally written on a screen, right? They were just reading it. That's all they were doing. They're worse than Biden. Too.
Wow.
And these are young women.
Oh yeah, booth babes.
Yeah, so go feminism.
Get in there.
So I would like, you know, get my way to that architect or, you know, the main engineer lead, and I'd be like, okay, where is your cobalt from? And he would start explaining to me like, it comes from Australia. And you know, like, this is a paperwork, right? Because they have to, because in India it's heavily like scrutinized.
Okay.
So they have to show the papers and everything. And I was like, yeah, I know how the fuck does that come from Australia. And I'm like, don't bullshit me.
They're like, get out of here.
No, they would just start avoiding you. They're like, okay, sir, okay, okay,
oh,
okay.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, it's like that. And I just push these buttons on even like one or two CEOs just to see how would they respond. And one CEO was like, he kind of froze. And I just told him, see, in your defense, you have to say it comes from Canada. And he asked me, and that motherfucker had the audacity to ask me why. And I was like, dude, do your research.
Here's a website. Start here.
Yeah. Start here. At least do something. You cannot be so blatant.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You know, like I love Elon. Like, I am opposite to you. I like Elon because he does whatever the fuck he wants.
he does. I mean, again, that's that Joker in you. You like seeing him do. So the reason I have issue with him, beyond I just don't agree with some of the things he says, is he's got a lot of these like Elon fanboys who just like lap up everything he says, even when it's not the best thing to say. I think he's being sued now, right, by the SEC.
You know, here is my point of view on SEC. SEC is the biggest piece of shit. Like, it's bad than Taliban. Like, Taliban is better than fucking SEC. Because if you look at history, like, do you remember Tucker Motors back in the day?
Yeah.
You know who buried him, right? Ford. Yep. I think it was Ford. I don't want to name names, but fuck that. Like, someone paid SEC $1.4 billion back in 1968.
That's amazing. That's
for a person. Imagine 1968.
Yeah. Convert that to now.
Yeah, back in, you know, like when World Trade Centers was hit, 7/11, right? You know, like 3 days before, there was a congressman who said, we cannot account for $1 trillion. $1 trillion is missing. So,
and
that was a big deal, right? Like, $1 trillion back then was like, oh fuck. And imagine 1.11, even just a billion in 1968, dude. Like, my god,
that's
so much freaking money.
Yes. I mean, who did it come from?
Yeah, that's the question.
Interesting.
It's like who put the hit out on Tupac, right? Like, they got the killer.
They got him. It took him 20 years, but they got
him. 20 years. Yeah, but who put the hit out, right? That's the question. Who is the top idea here in the conversation? What do you think?
I mean, I've heard some rumors that, Tupac was like one of those people who, again, said, did what he wanted. He had to be stopped.
Yes. That's the unfortunate story of America, I think.
That's our TED Talk on America.
Because when people hate like Jordan Peterson and anybody who even like dares to speak, and they don't even have valid points, like, and they always choose like buzzwords like toxic masculinity and oppression and racism and sexism and homophobic. And whenever someone uses these words, I'm like, yeah, you really don't have any depth into you. Like,
Yeah, just parrots. They're just parroting what they've heard.
yeah, no, it's like you are like a Super Bowl ad. Just like for 10 seconds you're there, but that's all.
That's it. And
There
get
is
your
no
money and get
substance.
out. Yep.
Yeah, that's the society, fortunately or unfortunately, you are living in.
I am for now. For now. I'm here for now. I'm waiting for the aliens, if I'm being honest. I'm just ready for them to touch down
Oh
and
my
then
God,
be
like,
like, we made a
have you been seeing
mistake.
this congressional hearings on aliens?
I have. Have you seen the new contest for that Ring's doing? They're offering $1 million to anyone who catches an extraterrestrial viewing on their Ring cam, and it's a brilliant marketing plan because it's going to make people buy Ring cams, and even on the off chance that someone does catch an
It's just
extraterrestrial,
$1 million.
then it's $1 million. Ring will blow up.
Also, wasn't like ring bought by Jeff Bezos for a freaking $1 billion?
Yep. And I'm pretty sure Ring started out as like a little like a Shark Tank idea or something. So
It was.
again, capitalism's baby right there, just like growing all up
Yeah.
and
One of the congressmen said something that really frustrated me, and I'm not even American, by the way. I don't know why I need to keep reminding people that I'm not American, because they would just sue the shit out of me if I was in the United States.
Yeah, you'd be in court right now being like, well, I run a podcast.
So, like he said that he used a word, he used a sentence. He said there needs to be strategic surprise with common citizens. So, Nat, do you understand what he's saying?
You said there needs to be say that again. What was the sentence?
So he said there needs to be strategic surprise with common citizens.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So what he's trying to say is, people are fucking idiots. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Gotta keep
So
them engaged.
we need to expose them slowly, okay? Or they will, and it's a legitimate concern that they will stop paying taxes.
Oh, yeah. And also we can't get along with each other, let alone aliens. Like, I also think nothing would band us together more than an alien invasion. We'd be real quick to be like, Earth,
Nat, I don't think we even need an alien invasion. We just need like 5 to 6 volcano eruptions.
True.
That's all. Like he here is what I feel like. People talk about sophistication in today's world. Like you need to be sophisticated, you need to look sophisticated, you need to talk like a civilized person. Let the first signal of danger come their way. They turn into barbarians in a
Oh, yeah.
millisecond. There is no question there.
I agree.
Because this cycle of sophistication and barbarism, it's always
It's
continuing
like a
on. Like people
balance,
become
yeah.
sophisticated, and then there was middle wars, like Middle Age wars, where they just become barbarians. And then again in early 1800s, people were like sophisticated, and now look at us. We
We're
are as
barbarians.
we are literal chimpanzees too. Like we are ass working, chest beating people. That's the gist of how we are living, I think.
Yeah, so just hold on for the aliens, though. That's what I'm here for.
And where would you go though?
I don't know, but it just seems like it would be interesting for whatever season we're on of America. It just seems like that's going to bring our ratings back to where we need, as we need an
Yeah,
alien
but
reveal.
I can tell you there'll be one debate in the United States if aliens ever come. Now,
What
what would be that?
citizen?
No. Oh, no, what gender is that alien?
That's it. There's gonna be, the thing is, I don't think the average American person is ready for aliens to be real. Like you said, I don't think that we could handle that.
Yeah, but it's also that let people decide their own freaking fate, right? Let them decide what the fuck happens with them when aliens come back.
We don't have a good track record of that. That's why they don't want to do it. They're like, no.
Yeah.
We can't let them decide what to eat for breakfast. It's McDonald's.
I saw one like debate or a point where a person said the only reason we are afraid of aliens is because we are afraid they will do to us what we do to lesser intelligent
Yep.
animals.
Exactly.
Just imagine.
Exactly.
And
Yeah, because if they can get here, they're smarter than us. If they can get here, they're way smarter than us.
And he also pointed out just 200, if you just look at 200 years ago, right? Like people were fucked, and we're not even talking about less intelligent animals. We're just
No.
talking about different, literally different people. Not even subspecies, dude. It's just the same
Nope.
fucking species.
Yep. The aliens might not want to stop here. I like to think that aliens just do drive-bys of America, and they're like, oh no, they're like, that's the Florida of the universe. Don't stop there. Let's just keep going.
I think it was Joe Rogan who said, like Neil deGrasse Tyson asked him, why do you think like aliens find us special? Like why the fuck would they even observe us, right? And he like the only reason, like the simplest reason is we are capable of destroying each other 100 times over. Right? Like you are American, I'm an Indian. Like we both can l launch nukes at each other right now.
Yep, I hate that.
But there is something that's holding us back.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the mutual assured destruction. Like, we hate each other in some ways, but we
But
also
Matt, that
know we can't pull that trigger.
Matt was only did, like signed by two countries. It was only United States and Russia, and right now there are eight other countries who are nuclear capable,
Yep.
and three of whom have hydrogen bombs and indigenously developed nuclear bombs, but we still are able to work with each other.
This is that sophistication you were talking about. We haven't gone barbaric yet.
Yes, that's the exact point why aliens would find us interesting. Because like Nat, right now you could get out of this interview, say fuck you, and walk off, right? Like nothing would happen, but there is something that's stopping you from doing that.
I'm civilized mostly.
It's not even about civilized. It's about, I don't know how, what would you call it as? It's just our instincts which say don't be an asshole.
Most people listen to those instincts, but if I was on Twitter, I'm not going to call it X, then I might throw those to the wind.
Do you know 4chan though?
Yes, unfortunately.
Are you on 4chan?
I
Don't say
am
yes.
not. I'm not. No. I know it. I've seen it. I'm not on it.
I recently asked the same question to a guest, and you know what was their response? They said, I would say yes, but my attorney said always say no.
Yes. Perfect answer.
I think we do live in a crazy world, and fortunately we don't know what the fuck we're doing on this planet.
No, not yet.
And with that nihilistic thinking, I would like to thank you for being on the show and taking your time and being here first of all.
Thanks for having me on. I love interesting conversations like this. I'm usually more stoned, but I was like, I think I'm gonna need to be sober for this one. And so I'm glad I was.
I feel like if you were stoned, it would be just like more. I could have made it more ridiculous.
You could have made it more ridiculous. Don't worry, when you come on my podcast, you can have fun with us.
Yeah. Yes, hopefully so. to our audience, guys, Nat's podcast link will be in the description, and her episodes are very interesting and non-controversial, unlike mine. So please go out there and check her out. And any final words, Nat?
No, just be kind to each other, at least until the aliens get here.
Yeah, and please don't eat each other for now. We have a lot of food in the fridge.
Yeah, we have so much food, guys.
Yeah, and Nat, where could people find you on social media, if you're on social media?
Yeah, you guys can find the podcast. We are on Instagram at Stoned and Social, like rock and roll. We also have a website, which is www.stonedandsocial.com. And that's usually where we're hanging out. You can find us there.
Thank you very much for that details. And with that, guys, take care. And until the next episode, be peaceful.